Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Friday night, man. Let's get into the Southern Soul Party Mix for the spring 2023. I'm your host, Trey D. Trey Fresh Live Entertainment. Let's go.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Said I gotta leave, baby. Gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind. I just wanna chill, baby, chill. Cause I done worked hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my body on. That's why I gotta leave, baby. I gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind. I just wanna chill, baby, chill. Cause I done worked hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my party on. Think I'ma holler at my boy, yeah, just to see what's good. Go and buy me a bottle, yeah, cause I'm feeling kinda good. Got a pocket full of money and a big bag of reefer. I'ma swing through my neighborhood, yeah, just to holler at my people. That's why I gotta leave, baby. I gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind. I just wanna chill, baby, chill. Cause I done worked hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my party on. Just left my neighborhood, hollering at my folks, yeah. I heard there's a party going on later on at the hotel. Gotta go get fresh, cause you know I'm stepping out tonight. Girl, you know I work real hard, but I like to have a good time. That's why I gotta leave, baby. I gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind. I just wanna chill, baby. I done worked hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my party on.
Just might call Keisha, yeah. Cause Keisha don't mind when I run the street. Don't bench it more, they'll be giving me the ninth degree. Yeah, Keisha don't care when I get drunk and I smoke weed. Keisha be right there, smile on her face just waiting on me.
That's why I gotta leave, baby. I gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind.
I just wanna chill, baby. Gotta work hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my party on.
Did I just wanna get my party on?
I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
Said I'm going out tonight.
Oh, oh yeah. I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
That's why I gotta leave, baby. I gotta get away somehow. Gotta find me somewhere that I can have a peace of mind.
I just wanna chill, baby,
chill.
Cause I done worked hard all week long, yeah. I just wanna go somewhere I can get my party on.
Did I just wanna get my party on?
I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
I just wanna get my party on.
Said I'm going out tonight.
Oh, oh yeah. I just wanna get my party on.
Entertainment.
I'm in a good mood. I'm stepping out tonight. I've got my heels on and I got my money right. I'm looking for a shop on me. I'm already looking good as hell. Wanna meet up at the house. Told him I can do it as long as he don't kiss and tell.
Did I feel like partying?
Feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you?
Said I feel like partying.
Oh yeah.
I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party mood.
Said I'm dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice.
And I feel good too.
Feel good too.
I'm stepping out tonight. Just 'cause I'm in a good mood. Feel like partying.
I feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you?
Said I feel like partying. I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party mood.
Said I'm dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice.
And I feel good too.
And I feel good too.
Stepping out
tonight.
Just 'cause I'm in a good mood.
I wanna step in the name of love. I wanna dance till the time is up. I came to get my party on. Tell the DJ play my song. We're going up, no time to wait. Two-stepping and I need my space. About to have me a time tonight. Everything just feels alright.
Did I feel like partying?
Feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you?
Said I feel like partying.
Oh yeah.
I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party mood.
Said I'm dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice.
And I feel good too.
Feel good too.
I'm stepping out tonight. Just 'cause I'm in a good mood. Feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you? Said I feel like partying.
Feel like partying.
I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party mood.
Said I'm dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice.
And I feel good too.
And I feel good too.
Stepping out tonight. Just 'cause I'm in a good mood.
It's a party. Baby, show me something for this party.
Did I feel like partying?
Feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you?
Said I feel like partying.
Oh yeah.
I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party mood.
Said I'm dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice.
And I feel good too.
Feel good too.
I'm stepping out tonight. Just 'cause I'm in a good mood. Feel like partying.
Said I feel like partying.
Tell me how about you?
Tell me how about you?
Said I feel like partying.
Feel like partying.
I'm in a party mood.
I'm in a party.
Said I'm dressed up nice,
dressed up nice,
and I feel good too,
and I feel good too.
Stepping out
tonight,
just 'cause I'm in a good mood.
Make sure you don't be late.
It's Friday night, it's going down.
paid. I spend my money on whatever I like. Wanna get my party on, 'cause you know this Friday night,
it's Friday night.
Get my groove on.
Hey.
It's
break the dawn.
It's a break, the break, the break of dawn.
It's Friday,
Friday, baby.
What up, I'm Trey D. You listen to that Southern Soul Spring Party Weekend. Let's go.
I'm working hard all week, and it's time to take a break. Play me some Bob and Cease or some Marvin Gaye. Call me later, because I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight, because I feel like getting on. Gonna sit around all night long. I'm gonna dance until the morning comes. I'm gonna let all of my troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm ready for more.
Have a good time. You're not going out to pick up anybody, right? All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. You got your money, you got your ride. Go head on and have yourself a good time. You know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say.
Please.
shine down on me. Just because now it's all love, my music. Any chapter you can think of, I can easily say, I want the book of love.
Baby, hey! heaven, taking no breaks. Before I tell the story, let me make no mistakes. She was so fine, can't be beat. Kind of woman that's a freak in the bedroom, but a lady in the street. I said, slow down, baby, it ain't going nowhere. When I lay it on the line, I leave it there. It's 4 a.m. in the morning, started about 1. Told her I would rock it right, said it enough.
Let it all hang loose right now. Hey.
Hold up, wait a
MLK, don't shake on the floor.
Yeah.
Wait a minute,
music that playing.
Yeah.
MLK, your legs are shaking up.
Wait a minute,
your heart's beating fast.
LJ,
I don't think she's gonna last.
Wait a minute,
talking that trash.
Yeah.
LJ, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. Dragging all
that. LJ,
stop smacking.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, True West Radio. It's your man DJ Hero holding it down in the building with my people. Y'all know what it is. Friday, yay. And we're getting on the way right here on the show. We got Buddha Ali and 3P joining me as we get the show cracking on this Friday evening. Yeah, y'all with me? Did you hit me?
Oh, I know.
Say yeah. What happened, baby?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling. Trying to stay cool. We had a cool front come through here the other day. So the cool front made it 102, but with some wind blowing.
Wow.
That was a cool front. It dropped the humidity.
Ain't that something? Well, I guess you can say it makes you feel a little more pleasant than that staggering heat. I mean, even though the temperature's still dancing around at 100 mark, it will be for the next several days. Yeah, right? So you gotta stay hydrated, stay ready for whatever. Because with these days, ain't no telling what they're going to put at you. All I can say. What's going on in this heated world? Are y'all preparing for the end? There is no more time left.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You can't hear me? Oh, I've been saying the whole time, the end of what? Yeah, what am I preparing for? I'm preparing my water bottles and freezing them things.
You better pay attention. You see the world burning up. Burning it up.
Yeah, that's why I'll be spraying around the house at night time.
Right, and these temperatures, I mean, just spark up typical grass fires and shit like that, man. Plants left outside, they get into combustion flames.
Oh, almost every show, I say why, and they won't stop. They cut down large fields of stuff to lay down concrete that's gonna crack, and then buildings that nobody even used to build. It's all these office buildings, no trees, no shade, no nothing. You can't even create an ecosystem like that, you know. You need the trees to change it back to good, to change the bad stuff good, and y'all taking the trees.
Yeah.
I don't know what everybody got planned. And then they keep using, I be mad as hell every time they go to space. I think about it. I'm like, how much gas does that cost? And what that do to the ozone layer?
I wonder what kind of gas they use. They call it rocket fuel, but what is it really? I know it's ether. They can't do them without their
feet. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know that's a huge
thing. I bet it's some boom.
He's there. Okay. And you mix them all kinds. Hell yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, yo. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I see this crash in the building. Yeah.
Yo, what up? What the business here?
What's up, y'all?
Oh, it's all good. We got King Fast Sweet Pea, Murali.
No, that's what's up. How y'all doing?
Yo, Tropical Storm, you good?
Nigga, that's a hurricane. Shit.
Oh, it's a hurricane now?
It's a hurricane right now. It might be a tropical storm before it hit Cali. It's like a what do they call it, a stage four.
It's
huge, and it's coming this way.
Damn, heaven and picked up some animosity. You know, it shook me because I looked on the damn map and Barstow right in between. What you call it, and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yep, I'm about to, I'm getting ready to go buy a shitload of shower curtains from the Dollar Tree. Just in case this shit get to leaking. I can start throwing shower curtains on all my shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. I keep on talking about y'all and tornadoes and floods.
I've been told you.
Now they come to visit you.
Hey, look, yep. Y'all gonna catch some earthquakes. How about that?
We probably have. I ain't gonna tell him.
Yep, y'all gonna catch some earthquakes. I'm telling you, God mad. Shit like this don't happen. They said that it ain't been no tornado and tropical storms around us in 80 years.
Wow.
God was mad 80 years ago. He mad now.
Shit.
Wow. That's something to think about.
Yeah.
Do you think Corona is going to help the hills, though?
They say it ain't gonna get bad until like Saturday night, Sunday. Sunday is gonna be fucked.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, shit, the Hollywood Hills should not catch on fire this year if they're gonna get it like that. The ground's probably gonna soak it all up. Just hope no damage come through when it comes through banging. You know, cause they be banging when they come through, but. Yeah, that ground gonna soak it up out there. That ain't gonna be the problem, I don't think.
They got a whole other problem. It's called mudslide. When they houses start sliding up the side of the hill.
What's that, a bitch? What?
Yeah. That goddamn ground get too wet, the motherfucking houses just start sliding down.
It's probably something, man.
I'm glad I'm in the desert. I ain't got to worry about the fires. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Only thing I got to worry about is, my driveway got a slope to go down. So a lot of times water just be going past my studio, going to the back door. But I got these big ass bricks where I can step on, you know, to get in the studio. So I'm setting all that shit up right now. I'm ready to get all this shit together because it's getting ready to be raining like a bitch.
Well, yeah. I checked your weather already. They said it's going to be 2 or 3 days before it gets bad, but you don't know with that, so you want to stay on top of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm cool.
I'm like,
Lord,
let me check this new weather. Let me see what's going on. Lord, have mercy.
But let's go. You know, I'm all the way in the desert, so like the niggas in LA is getting ready to catch it worse than I will. Them niggas in LA is about to get fucked up. I'm in the desert, but I ain't got to worry about no damn trees falling, power lines and all that old shit. The power probably go out because it always do. I'm just trying to get all my shit up. So if I can't do nothing else but sit here and write while the power's out, that's what I'm going to do. I know it's going to go out. It always do.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid, I was going to say we all need to be trying to get it together, period. I have a little small, a little solar panel that I could charge like my phone or like this rechargeable battery that I got. But we need to start getting rechargeable fans. I got a little radio, too, where you put it in the sun and it'll work. You can wind it up for it to work. So, yeah, we got to. Everybody,
where on earth did you find it?
What
on earth did you find the vinyl radio? For real, I ain't heard no one of them since 1981.
It was on. You could search it everywhere. I ain't trying to get nobody to know. You know, no advertising, but they got it. I pay $18 for it too, man. Fat, I didn't pay a lot.
Oh, good price.
Hey, my mom's got one of these. You wind that motherfucker up.
Hey, yeah.
Get that motherfucker to power. That shit die. You wind that motherfucker up some more.
I'm 50 years old. Ain't never seen one. We don't have that kind of stuff down here in the country.
Hell, the motherfuckers in the country need it worse than we do.
Exactly.
I
see
one at, but the one that
it
I got...
It ain't available up here.
Wow.
I believe his mom got a knife in.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so when your special guest supposed to come on? Hell? When your special
what
guest supposed to come on? When your special guest supposed to come on?
Well, actually, he's called in early to reschedule. He might come on later on in the show. I don't know. One thing I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. These motherfuckers ain't serious about their crap because we did hold on to their engagement. And it's crazy that, you know, somebody has to say that they don't see the necessity to try and support the underground stations that push their music. And that's typically what a lot of artists, period. It's not just, you know, the Southern Soul Circuit. It's not just hip-hop. It's all the way to neo-soul or what have you. Once people make a name for themselves, they don't feel they have to belittle themselves to such shows as this. Which is all right with me, because, hey, I'm still going to push and do what I do. I got 2 hours. Finger fuck it for them 2 hours. Whether you enjoy it or not.
Did you get that song I sent you?
Yes, sir. And we going to jam it here in just a little bit. I'm just waiting on y'all to get to Jupiter Dabby. As we do, you know what I'm saying? Good conversation.
I don't know what the hell they call it. I don't know what they call themselves as a group, but it's Frank Wade people.
Well, I don't know what they call it just either. I named the motherfuckers 23, so I know what it is. Rather than just put the name of the song in the line, name the motherfucker 23. So if you're upset that I named you 23, you can't do shit about it. Because you should have told us who you were. But we going to jam your shit whether you want it or not.
Yeah, they ain't even got no idea.
Yeah, they ain't got no idea. Probably don't even know I'm jamming the motherfucker.
Yeah, that motherfucker is all right.
It's all to the good in the hood. Matter of fact,
that's what
I'm going to
say. Y'all call 23.
Yeah, y'all 23 for right now until y'all decide on what y'all want to do. But to us, you 23. Yeah, we're going to get you in. We're going to into a couple of gems along with the hot song for 23 coming up. We're going to kick it off first with Mad Cat, No More Time Left. y'all hold on to what you got. Stay on the show with us. So we're going to have fun tonight. We got more, get you more music that you can shake a stick at. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Sunday night, 8 p.m., it's going down. We're going to do a special underground production show right here playing number four jam from unsigned artists. So make sure you tune the ear in, baby. It's going down true as our weekend long right here.
Tomorrow night.
You know how we it.
I'm gonna go mad. It's a
be the floor to me. Island vibe, I act accordingly. Yet most niggas be content with what I floor to be. I used to want some more bad bitches for me. Sorority, but soul ties, you need that more to me. I ain't content with just making it out the east. No Boston Celtics, reversing the kid. That's on my meat, and you can spell it. Purple got into the token eyes low. City on my back, a wide low. Upper cut, how much they overlook. Oh, boy, high in the upper high, boy. You ain't bubble, be back in junior high. But soon as I go hotter than summer, you sweat no June, July. Call me wide, and if that I feel won't see destruction. Cause the end of it really came from nothing. Mama yelling, still beaming all on my melanin to make it back before the street lights. That's when the felons and the freaks get to roam in the streets. So guard your melon and your brother keep a close eye. We'll hope you spot a fall from a fake. We'll broke your close eyes, don't know why. These niggas don't learn from others' mistakes. Forgetting what all the work it takes. Out in Cleveland just to see the lake. Pushing Ohio in the state. And that's where to me, we gon' get this cake.
And we gon' be falling today.
Life is not a game, but I treat it like Monopoly. They can put a wall in this road, they ain't stopping me. Facts, now they copy me, my timing got them watching me. Hey, yeah, come and look, baby, let me show you how to groove.
How to groove.
You can try to get it, but you gotta know the move.
Know the move.
Now that's that Midwest pimpin'. Come to Chicago and get a boat. It's summertime, it's hotter, but that cold hit different. My niggas is my digging. These women is God-given. You rockin', we on a mission. We rollin', I pay attention. You light it, then I'ma hit it. Cause we all in it, hey. Detroit, we steppin' out. Ohio, it's all love. Chi-Town, we ballin' out.
Ballin' out.
West players, but my granny from the South. Different type of soul, you can't buy with no amount.
We don't pop that many triggers, but we always had heart. And that's our style, real ones, no exact spot. Broke the fence, now watch me rage. Don't let me start, this a Cook-Tony combo. Rollin' up my Fonso, man, I'm by my cheddar. I ain't stressin' over no, whoa. Toenail gone, hit the switch, track. And my brother Lil, hit me on the dispatch. And shit, if you ain't about your grind, we a mismatch. And so real man, won't give a damn, it's in my big bag. And the cat, turn me up, tell rude to the good bros. Plenty mad, they showed in. Switching up, looking like the Monstars. To any, we rollin' tough. This that new tech you want, smoke the big stuff. So all you rap niggas can keep making K-pop. Everybody knows a real beast.
Searching for someone, I've been looking for something, and we found destiny. Oh, what a blessing. No more days you've been looking, and the fate got you cooking. And no lie, no lie, you know what you feel inside. There's a whole world inside of your heart, and I know it. Yeah, I wanna be a part of it. So good, love finally feels like it should.
And I told myself if I found love again, I would never love nobody else. You're so beautiful. In your eyes, I see something inside. And I realize I wanna be where you are every day. Every way in heaven wants to stay, I go with you. All of these things we've been dreaming of, we can now have them all if you believe in my love. Believe in my love. Me and you, take my hand.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, we back from another small pick. Just getting me in right here, True West. Friday, yay. And I got everybody in the house where I live. Mr. Request, CP, and King Fresh, we back. In full effect, baby.
I was just talking to my boy, man. Frank Wade, and I say, well, I don't know what the hell to call him, so Hell Love called him 23. Then he started giving all the names. I was like, it's too late for all that. We ain't getting ready to say all them goddamn names.
Wasn't gonna do that anyway.
I said, Hell Love called him 23. Yeah.
They get mad, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, he's staying in Vegas. Vegas is getting fucked up right now. I'm glad that shit passed up for right now. Shit.
Y'all don't know.
That weather bad in Vegas or something.
Yeah, that goddamn tornado. That's the motherfucking wind. Like I say, the wind blow from west to east most of the time. That was going from south to north.
Well, guess what? You always talk about the tornadoes and floods.
I know.
Then the Crips and the Blood.
Uh-oh. Hey, look.
Uh-oh.
Them motherfuckers down there, the Crips and the Bloods about to get washed the fuck out. I'm in the desert, so I'm cool. Well, I'm just
saying. And these 70 spaces on.
Hey,
can y'all
it
hear me?
It ain't been a hurricane in Cali in 80 years.
Didn't I tell y'all? Scratch that a hurricane's gonna hit on the west coast. Didn't I tell y'all in one show? Y'all remember we had an argument about that? I said the hurricane gonna hit on the motherfucking west coast.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna happen.
I said a meteor to hit. I said that back when the meteor hit Houston and it flooded out. And then Clippers came. We can. The Clippers gonna be here in 2 months. Oh, huh?
About 10 years ago, they had El Nino in California with that
hurricane came through California.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
That nigga say boo-boo.
Oh, shit.
It felt like a little kid shit. I got a boo-boo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just went in on the room trying to make a point. Step to the microphone. Speaking to the mic, Carolyn.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You know, if you're one or two things, nigga, doing it, they're far away from the phone. Got three choices. You either cooking something, getting some head.
Or you boo-boo.
And I'm going to tell you what the last one is.
Now, Heavenly Lord, you know you get on the radio sometimes. We can understand you every time I get on the radio. So it sounds like you talking in between somebody dying.
Well, you know, I practice that. You know what I'm saying? I practice that. Y'all know that's some of my input. Yeah.
It don't have the same echo like a bathroom. It be the thigh echo.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me take this.
Y'all know I'm in love with thighs. Eat some thighs, boy.
You be like, nigga, you licking some ice cream, nigga?
I be fucking around with the cream, too. I ain't lying. You never know what to catch me over here doing. But for the majority of the time,
damn,
and y'all gotta remember,
to be
though, they got a war going on the Pacific Coast out there, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they got them, they ain't talking about it, but it's a war going on. Going back to when we were all about Taiwan and Thailand and all that shit, back way back there, so ain't no telling what's going on in the Pacific Ocean where the cameras ain't being lined up, you know, with this spiral of water coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had a goddamn torpedo that hit the bottom, and they got some submarine and all kinds of shit. We don't really know, you know, but it was, I ain't gonna say I'm Nostradamus, but I knew. I said that one show that the hurricane was that always hit the south and the Atlantic Ocean in the south. Here it is,
yeah.
2024, 80-year hurricane just now coming.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully that motherfucker die before it really get here. You know what I mean? You know, because, I mean, hell, I pray, no matter what, it feels like the tropical storm, that shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, see, once again, I'm too far away from the ocean, so I ain't tripping. It's motherfuckers in LA that's going to get fucked up.
Here in East Texas, people are flabbergasted over the late and the last so-called UFO sighting. And it's crazy because it was here in East Texas. Yeah, it was here in East Texas. And several people saw it that took pictures of it. You know, there was one guy from here that took pictures of it, as well as another lady from about 100 miles from here. That saw the same thing and took a picture of it as well. And they've been talking about that, you know. The extraterrestrial natives are taking over the Earth as portrayed in the movies. You know what I'm saying? They're just getting in position and blending in, being cloned like Tyrone. You definitely know somebody you're talking to.
Oh, man.
I got to check it out, too. Where can you check it out?
It's on Netflix.
Is it on Max?
That movie's on Netflix.
Clone like Tyrone? Or Tyrone clone or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta watch.
Yeah,
my son told me
we gotta salute you though, Scratch Stone, for the you know, the 50th years of hip hop, man. You being an icon, man, putting, you know, the West Coast and the East Coast on, being a traveler with the compass and the squirrel, you know, aiming brothers here and there. in the movement, man. We're going to salute you tonight, too, as well. We need to God salute Heavy Love as a radio DJ in the movement. Mr. Everywhere as a producer. We got to salute ourselves. I see they push the people back. You see how they did did y'all watch the Rock the Bell Festival?
No, I didn't.
Seven hours long. Then they had the Yankee Stadium. It's 7 hours long. Then they had down in the Bronx, down there where they started rapping at Chuck D, Sparky D. They brought out, what's the name of that group? They brought out, I didn't know they were from New York, Chuck Chill Out. I knew he was from New York. CNC Factory, they had them performing live. They had all them live performances and you know, it's a good thing, though. Then they had a street jam. I didn't finish watching all that, but they had, what's the name? Melly Mel, Chuck D, them walking down the road, Flavor Flav. It's good. The movement is good, though. It's just powerful.
Fifth Avenue in the Bronx. They had it. Fifth Avenue in the Bronx, and then they got a documentary about the women of hip-hop.
And then they done banned African studies here in Arkansas at the school. So they did it in the middle of the night. They done banned African studies like they did in Florida and did here in Arkansas.
Wow, that's deep.
That's some bullshit.
Mm-mm-mm.
As you know, speaking of Africa, before I walk too far away, they cut me off. That has a lot to do with our weather here and the way it's been going. That's Saharan dust. It is terrible for anybody like you that got a lot of breathing problems and stuff like that. It's just the worst. I really been inside until 8, 9 o'clock. Y'all know how I do it. It's the same, you know, every summer. But it have a lot to do with the way that our rain is and our weather system and how hot it's going to be weather during the rain and stuff. So we've got so much of that stuff this year. That's why we have not had no rain. I think they said we had 100 and some odd days without rain. And we in August. Y'all know how it is. If it don't rain on Labor Day, I'm going to know the devil is busy, okay? Because it rains every Labor Day. No matter what you think you're going to do in Houston, they plan all this shit outside, and it rains every year. And if it don't rain on Labor Day, I'm going to know we got a problem. All that stuff, the UFOs, I'm convinced they're spying on us. They've been spying on us since the 70s when they learned how to fly objects and stuff like that. And they disguise, you know, drones and stuff that we play with so that we don't notice the stuff that they use.
I didn't, you know, just the day that you mentioned, I know it hadn't rained 100 days down there. I know it rained 1 month, so we couldn't open up the detail shop. It rained the whole goddamn month. Well, up this way in the mountain. Now, I don't know down there, coast to the coast, but it rained a whole month before we can even goddamn do something. And then, like you say, 100 days. I remember back in 1983,
yeah.
It did like that. We had to do an Indian rain dance. They gathered around and prayed. I was staying in Dallas then, and they had some real Indians, even though we were the real Indians, but they had us and some tribes, and we were doing the Indian dance, and it rained the next day. But you know, it play a part, but you know, the control of all things is the work of all things. So, but there's, like you said, it's a reason. I mean, it's gonna rain, and it's gonna flood. It's gonna happen. It's on the timer. We just don't know when. Only God knows, like Tupac say. But like you said, it might rain right when they do something. Right when they get packed and crunk, shined up and cleaned up, walk around naked. Here come the flood. Here come the rain again. Like it's never been. A 100 days, no rain. Yeah. It's crispy down there. Crispy. Yeah, that's amazing, though. Salute. Huh?
See, if I wouldn't have gotten that hot water, y'all were going to miss me, boy. I was... Sugar keep dropping down low. I woke up out the
sleep.
You know.
Probably suck on some peppermint or something.
No, I know what to do to get it up. I got sugar pills that I can take. But I was knocked out of sleep when I come home from dialysis. I went to sleep after I got off the phone with you. But it's good,
yeah.
Man. It's good. It's all good. Now I took that bath. It's back up. Yeah, man, tell them, man, preach about that submarine and China. They did something today. China said something about a warplane or something. So I didn't get to read that all yet. North Korea.
That submarine, man,
smoke.
I don't know nothing about that.
North Korea said they want smoke today. He was on the news.
I know they got them. I seen them when I came to Florida, down that way, down in St. Mary, Georgia. I seen the naval base. Them motherfuckers, like we talk about, I know it's about the third time probably I've been saying on this show, but we got some submarine, goddamn me, about 3 or 4 miles long. And they on the goddamn, they lined up.
Submarines and be 600 feet underwater and shoot a goddamn nuclear warhead out before North Korea could even wake up in the morning. That's what they don't understand. That's why China mad now. We over there at Taiwan because we got the submarines over there that shoot the damn nuclear warhead from under the water, same way we did in Gulf War.
That's why I was talking about causing that storm to hit the West Coast all of a sudden. That's probably what's going on, because you remember they were talking about the war over there in the Pacific. They just quit talking about it all together, but they forget it's in the truth. American, Iranian, Iraqian, even some Russians were going over there. They
86,
them
he
over
had
there.
To pour the concrete.
Nothing about it.
86 had to pour the concrete for the runway over here because they got them new F-35s, and them summer guns can turn around in midair and start shooting at you. But they were tearing up the goddamn concrete. Them summer guns take off so fast, they were eating up the concrete. So he had to pour all that airstrip all the way over again, his concrete business. So, you know, we got the stuff right here. They practice right here all the time, dropping bombs out here in the water. We'd be at the beach and see the goddamn water blow up in the air like a goddamn mushroom cloud. And you'd hear it. This shit vibrate all the way to your house.
Hell no.
Yeah, we got
the
shit
out here, though. That's the same thing out here. We right by the by two bases, and you can hear that shit. This should be the sonic boom be so bad that it shake your fucking house all the time. It scared the fuck out of me when you don't expect that shit.
And it feel like an earthquake.
That shit go boom. You're like, what the fuck?
And they got a firing range where 86 stay at. They got a firing range to be shooting all night long. Boom, boom. And we can feel it 20 miles away over here, but I don't see how he sleep at night. That shit go off at night. You hear that thumb gun, boom, and they just be shooting goddamn bombs off at night. Right there, they probably about maybe 5 miles from where 86 is at.
Mm-hmm. That's the way that shit be up here. They be doing the bombs, because when I went up there to the base with the homie, they got a whole layout of the whole base, and it's a place. He said we can't go over here because they be dropping the fucking bombs out there and shit. It's like a red zone, a big ass red zone. He said we can't go over there. He showed me all the shit. He was like, they be dropping the bombs and shit over there. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Right before my dad retired, they had he was working at Nellis. They were working on that stealth bomber. So that bomber is in the runway and stuff in the hangar in the mountains. It's in the ground. So didn't nobody know that they were developing that. So the first time they used it was in the Gulf War. And I kept telling my dad, he went to Saudi Arabia. He said, oh, don't worry. We got a bomb that we dropped from 20,000 feet to go down your goddamn chimney from 20,000 feet in the air, and they can't even detect us. So when we went to Gulf War, remember, they dropping this shit down Saddam Hussein's chimney. Pinpoint accuracy from 20. It can land on a penny on the ground from 20,000 feet in the air. No cap.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that's – I want to send a shout-out to Sweet Pete, too, being a media mogul in the hip-hop industry in the South, Sweet Spot Radio, LeBlanc Magazine. Sweet Pete been in the big – you know, definitely in that Houston connection, you know, representing for all the artists coming out of South Park. Salute to Sweet Pete, too, man. Ladies first, I should have brought that to mention, too, on this document recorder here on True West Radio, man.
Oh,
salute you, Goddess.
No, it's salute to all of us, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, because we all played a part in this whole thing. Hell, if we wasn't here, because, hell, if it was 50, I didn't start when I was 5. So,
right.
You know, it's just a salute to everybody who basically, you know, put hip-hop in. You know what I'm saying? It don't necessarily mean that, you know, you sold a million records or whatever. Everybody who, you know, contribute to the hip-hop world, you know, is part of this hip-hop 50. You know what I mean? If you contributed, you were part of the 50, too. So all of us contributed.
And I want to send a shout out to my boy. No, he's not online. He's a pastor, but Dempsey Lewis, the first person to come and teach me how to play chords on the piano back in high school. He pulled up on me last week for a few hours. I let him check out my studio, and we started vibing. First time we seen each other since our class reunion, 2004. But that was the second time since 1994 since we had seen each other. But it felt good to see old classmates. He's a minister once again, so he's trained in classical piano, and he tried to teach me all that stuff. But I was a street guy, so I'm sitting back. He said, man, you came pick me up, and you were blowing the blunt. And I was afraid the police were going to stop us. I was like, oh, man, you ain't had to worry about that. I was going to swallow that summer gun. You a Christian, man. You're in trouble. But it was good seeing him, man. It's always good. That's why I always check up on everybody, you know, make sure they all right when I can. And we're going to keep on going, man. 2024 is almost here, and it's our year coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always my father always, my pops always told me, if you know people more than 20 years, they're not your friends no more. That's your family.
Right.
You know, because it's a whole lot of people that I grew up with and checked out. You know, a lot of people. My boy Black, he used to always, Black and Magic, they used to always call the show. Black checked out. Twilight checked out. And these are cats that I went to elementary school with.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it's a couple of other folks, man, but the reality start hitting you when you see all your people falling off. But then
yeah, I lost all three of my day ones in 2021.
Yeah, man. So
4 months apart, all three of them. All my day ones from fifth grade to high school, lost all three of them in 4 month period.
Yeah, man. It's a hard thing, but see, the good thing is about the people who still here. Like I always tell people, they say, how you doing? I say, I'm on the right side of the dirt. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm thankful for Buddha Ali because he took me to the hospital. And then they said, what, nothing wrong with me. I got gas. They gave me a shot in my stomach. Next day, he rushed me to the emergency room. I was having a heart attack. So I'm still appreciative of that's priceless right there. He jumped up the next day. He took me to one hospital and took me. Next day, it rushed me all the way to Texarkana. And I sat there was having a heart attack. If it wouldn't have been for him, I wouldn't have been here talking with y'all.
Well, see, that's what it's all about. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they in need and they in help, they need help, and ain't nobody around to do it, you know, that shit is fucked up. especially when you got people that, when you're in good health, they're all around you. They want to kick it with you. They want this and that. Y'all chilling and this, that, and the other. As soon as your health go bad, all them niggas disappear. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like my boy,
well,
Bill.
I ain't going to lie. It's really tough. You just got to know that it's something about you that, you know, a reason that you still here. Because, like, I don't know. I ain't even tell nobody. I even had another uncle that then died. You know what I'm saying? And the preacher or whatever, the pastor, he was like, you know, doing his sermon, and even he stopped to acknowledge how many times that my family, the very same people, have been back to this church, our home church, you know, where we from, back home. But it's like every 4 months we have been to that church, and the pastor is actually related to us. So, you know, it even hit him in a way where he just actually, you know, stopped his sermon to just actually acknowledge that, like, we really is all family, you know, and everybody is, like, you still there for a reason. You know, it hurts that people gone, especially when they leave so quick like this, like, for real, I ain't gonna lie. It kind of just knocked me off my feet for the last year or so, because it's trip, but it's just something, you know you're supposed to be here, so just get on your shit. You're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah, well, I was talking to my boy earlier, and I told him, I said, well, you know, once again, I think I always say it to you on here that God got a calendar, and it's one or two things that can happen. Your day is already set. So it's nothing you could do about that. You know what I mean? So your day is already set. When you're born, your day is already set when you're going to leave. But I tell them, I say, stupid motherfuckers, they can speed their time up quick. Motherfuckers go out there and shoot enough people. Hey, you supposed to die in 2030. But your ass going to die today because you're doing stupid shit. But everybody got a purpose. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to stay there until your purpose is met. It's even if you give somebody good advice. It's whatever it could be, you know, once you serve that purpose, then you're going home. You know? You got your days already.
Hey,
it's already on the calendar. On God's calendar.
Like,
ain't on ours.
Oh, I was asking to the Lord, and I was asking for a blessing, and I was this and this, and I thought the Lord would bless me because of that. And he was like, the Lord ain't going to bless no mess if you doing stuff any kind of way. You know, you can't ask the Lord to bless you and you doing stuff wrong. And I was like, you know what? That's what I heard it, though. That's real.
Nah, you blessed if you wake your dumb ass up. That's a blessing. You know what I mean?
Well, I wonder how come he didn't do this for me. How come he didn't let me have this and that? Well, you out here, you breaking in people's houses and you stealing from people and stuff. And you wonder how come this and that ain't happening for you. That's why it ain't happening for you. You ain't doing right. So the stuff, good stuff ain't going to happen to you, and you doing wrong.
Yeah, that's it. That's just speed your time up for real. Be like, all right, let's shave about 5 years off this nigga life for doing dumb shit. Damn, you was gonna live 5 extra years, but you doing dumb shit, so we can really cut your time down a little bit. So he just put another mark on the counter and move your ass up a little bit. Yeah, well, you know. I don't know. I mean, I was saying once before, all these motherfuckers that's doing the fucked up shit, they should get done. Motherfuckers kill a motherfucker for nothing, they should get killed. Let the motherfuckers, people that do kill people, kill them. Like they be doing. They used to have a firing squad back over there on the other side of the planet. Them motherfuckers got the firing squad. Put your bitch ass up there against the wall. Get a family the gun and let them shoot your ass up. Fuck all of that other shit. Oh, you killed his people? Let them motherfuckers get a gun and you sit out there by that wall and let them shoot your ass up.
Yep.
You rape that woman, cut that nigga dick off. Beep. You steal something, cut your hand off. So you see one-handed motherfuckers around, you know he a thief. Motherfuckers will think about that shit. They'll be like, God damn. Motherfuckers be scared to even pull a gun out to anybody if they know that you shoot somebody, your ass ain't ready to get killed too. Just like you shot them.
No, even think about it.
Motherfuckers will think, they'll think twice. I tell people that shit all the time. They'll think about everything twice, nigga. If we was ruthless like they motherfucking ass is, all this crime shit would be done. It was like, oh, no, I ain't stealing shit, nigga. Yeah, I ain't going to be walking around with one hand. Nigga, as soon as you go in the store and you got one hand, they're going to be like, that nigga be stealing shit, so. If he fucked up, you ain't got no hand. They be like, damn, that nigga must have been stealing like a motherfucker. That nigga ain't got no hand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
sounds
exactly
reckless.
How it goes.
It sounds reckless, but the shit is true. You do dumb shit, you get the dumb shit done to you, the same old shit. And like I said, you walk around,
yeah.
You got one hand, they know that you was a thief. You don't even want to get with no woman because you got castrated because you done raped a woman. Oh, you done killed the nigga, they gonna kill you.
No. We don't bite. No.
Damn, you still got that dog, Sweetie?
Yeah, he thought he was going to rub him. No, he thought the guy was going to play with him because he be trying to play with everybody. Uh-huh. Yeah. But he think everybody, y'all know my dog think everybody that come near him is coming to see him. But this man is trying to throw his trash out at work. Up here at the store.
Mm.
He be walking around, making friends and shit. I don't like it, but it's all good.
Oh, man, my damn pet bull is so goddamn wild. Oh, my God. Him and a chihuahua.
Chihuahua
and a pet bull. They gangbangers like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
DJ Hell.
I like to see them chihuahuas with them cuts.
Huh?
People scared of pit bulls for no reason.
So I used to like to see the chihuahuas when they had them fresh cuts.
Bah. Nigga, my chihuahua is crazy as a fuck. And I think the pet bull think he a chihuahua. I don't know why, but. He do everything my chihuahua do.
He ain't no fighter.
This boy, he a lover. No, this nigga right here, he a lover,
he
but he
This motherfucker's
crazy. He was doing some weird ass shit. I'm like, that big ass, I call that nigga Brick, because his head is huge. And that motherfucker, tripping like a motherfucker. Don't let another dog be walking down the street and he get out the gate. That nigga straight going for the kill. Bring your ass back here. Take off on their ass. Yeah.
This nigga here, he just so damn happy. He think he a puppy still. He be a putting in shit, about to drag your ass down the street.
Sure.
Yep. Fuck you, damn, mom. Damn near. It's 7:38 already, goddamn.
Yeah. It's time to make a change.
The mo cut. The war's over. A couple of more cuts before it's over.
I guess so, yeah. Yes, we will. We're going to play a couple more shows.
here on True West Radio. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back with more of this gracious show. Everybody stay locked. Mm-hmm. You heard me.
Ballet. Big old freak. Big old freak.
He like when I rise to the come down slow than the possum, some big old freak. Little bitty waist, but I love when he let me sit on his face. Yeah, bet you wish you could. Yeah, thought you really could. Do all the freaking shit I like to do. What's second my money, the number one boo. Yeah, he said he wanna be fed. Rub up my juices while keeping me wet. Aquafina, super soaking wet. Got him fiending for it like a check. Yeah, he wanna eat on my ass. Blowing my hole, then eat on his ass. Yeah, big old freak. Whips and chains, cause I'm a dominant freak. Yeah, pull on my hair, fold up my legs. Smack on his ass by hitting the mask. Hot candle wax, watch it drip. Love it when he's sitting, take a sip. Rubbing these thighs, loving these thighs. You can see it all in the nigga eyes. Making this thing release the beat. Calling up for all my big old freaks. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass clap. Drop it down low, then bring it up, make that ass clap. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass clap. Drop it down low, then bring it up, make that ass clap.
Baby, let me rub on you, like get a little love from you. My body addicted, it's driving me crazy. I think I gotta run for me. Don't know what to do without it. Keep fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head, and there's nothing to do, my body feels. You've been feeling for me lately. Going crazy. I want you need, I'm gon' give it to you, baby. Going crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you crave.
Smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, get to the flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow, smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow.
See me on the boss, they watch me flow. See me on the grind, they know I go. Don't fuck around, better have my dough. Better come with it, better sauce with it. If you see your boss, don't run from a hot girl. Hot girl, it's a hot summer. Light it up, roll it up, blaze it up, now flow. You wanna match one, then it's all on sight. Smoking that OG dynamite, smoking that KK, smoking that gelato. Just watch me flow, blowing your brain to oblivion. I'm on float like helium. I hear that shit, I ain't feeling it. Don't fuck up my highway, see ya. Smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, get to the flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow, smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, get to the flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow
around, now watch me flow, don't fuck around. You don't want no smoke, they tell me boss, take a smoke with us. I'm a county boss, can't smoke like us. Got some iron lungs, if you hit it wrong, you can pass out. Like young Roscoe from the DPG, no handouts, with that west bout. Shout out to all of my shooters, all of my hitters. Break out the bong, I dab, I keep that bazooka. The wax on deck, I get that bag, I extend the check. Come float with a boss, watch me float, then watch me flex.
Smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, get to the flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow, smoking on purple gelato, calling the plug for the Rio. Smoking that fire, smoking that la-la. I get to the bag, get to the dough, get to the drip, get to the flow, get to the grind, get to the money, don't fuck around. Now watch me flow.
Yeah, nigga straight tripping, man. My boy Tresoy ran out of bud. I tell Joe going back to the islands. Nigga need a hit, man. I ain't had a hit in about a week. put this album together without no weed. I don't think I can pull this shit off. Need to get me a hit, man.
around.
Yeah. Roll up.
I got a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of Kush.
We'll take it to another level.
Block, cop this bomb, sippin' on this rhyme, Rico rhyme, rollin' dirty,
right.
Nigga, that's how I does, sliding on these dubs, pocket full of cushion, nothing rolled up, so I push off like a collapsible roof on that board, bust the left real quick, pedal to the floor, one time keep your boy going a little bit more, he bust that hook, I was like, what the fuck, it's unjustified, I'm just trying to buy this blunt and get high, stash the doja on the passenger side, and it's still fuck the police, coming in with something different, so the can poke holes in it, something with the zigzag, man. Cause I'm starting to fish it like it's my medicine, man. I stay blazing, THC purple hazing. It's 5 in the morning, the stoves ain't even open. I'm trying to get my mind right so I can run shit like the left. If I go crazy, can you blame me? This that purple.
I got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush.
We got
a pocket full of Kush.
I got
a
studio, the liquor store closing.
Right.
No blunts, no bag, no bums, but got plenty of brew. I got a pocket full of cushion, no way to blow it. I got this bad earth to smoke and can't do nothing for it. No gas station, supermarkets, the quickie marks on the other side of town. That's where all this shit starts. Nowhere close, can't be wasting good trees on some homemade shit. I got a zip, y'all got a little bit. I wanna puff on something to stuff because anything else won't get me high enough. A blunt wrap of one of those papers that look like wood. Even a couple of them will be all to the good. Tobacco out of cigarettes, packing them tight. I guess I got a homie for the rest of the night. I'm trying to spark my lighter, but I can't get no flame. It's been a lot of situations when y'all feel the same.
I got a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush.
We got
a pocket full of Kush.
I got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of Kush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of Kush.
We got
a pocket full of Kush.
I got a dog from this drink. She say she got the push and the unshaved bush. What trick I'm about to push? Hops in the car, but damn, I need some gas. Running to this cat with a gun and ski mask. You wouldn't believe that he's robbing the joint. He got the cashier on her knees at fucking gunpoint. He turned around and put the gun on me. I said, we niggas against the odds, I'm your motherfucking homie. What a safe fat nigga, but hurry up. I got a bitch with some cushion titties and big butt. I hear the sirens coming, I hear some corners. Made it to her spot cause the damn cops was on her. And she laying in the bed butt naked. Listen to that brand new R. Kelly's record. She tossed me the cush like roll it up. Do all that drama, I forgot
to. I got a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush.
We got
a pocket full of cush.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush.
We got
a pocket full of cush.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush.
We got
a pocket full of cush.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of cush and nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of cush.
We got
a pocket full of cush.
I got
a pocket full of cush.
I got
a pocket full of cush. I got a pocket full of cush. I got a pocket full
of cush. I got a pocket full of cush. I got a pocket
full of cush.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh,
Uh-oh.
Damn, I guess Ebb just bounced on a nigga. Well, goddamn it, True West Radio. Oh, my God. We got about 4 minutes left. Something like that. That nigga just cut out on a nigga or something. Nigga, I just got off the phone with my son, and them motherfuckers in L.A. is acting like Hurricane Katrina is coming.
Shit. I hope not.
Hello?
Yeah, we still here.
You can hear us?
I hear y'all.
Hanging like wet clothes.
Yeah, I hope it ain't no shit like that coming. Because they would have to be in a bowl. Shit, they was in a bowl, and the bowl got overflowed, damn it.
Nah, they ain't in the bowl. They just closer to the water than we are, you know what I mean? But I called him, and I'm like, what you doing? I'm in the grocery store. I've been in this motherfucker for like 40 minutes in line.
I'm they should have been in the grocery store. Why are they doing that shit now? They is going to learn. You going to learn today?
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
You better get you some water and shit now. Yeah,
them
for the
that's why they call it preparation.
Them motherfuckers is out there like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's, I say it's only going to be about two days. Them motherfuckers in panic mode. So you go buy all this meat and put it in the refrigerator, the power go off, you go, all that shit gonna spoil unless you start barbecuing or cooking real quick. You motherfuckers buying toilet paper and shit. Nigga, this ain't Katrina, nigga.
So that nigga said they need all that shit. You don't know when the grocery store gonna open back up. And that's facts, man. And this the thing about it. When they do let people in, if they're going to take a note from us, it's going to be 5 or 10 people at a time. And when they get through shopping, then 5 or 10 more people can go in and shop. Like, it's a big deal. If y'all listening, get you some damn water. If you close to that area and you know all this shit, don't play no games. Get you a fan, nigga. Get you some batteries.
Sweetie, it's only going to be 2 days. It's going to be the worst.
Keep me some charcoal. I was lucky when I come back from California, when 86 went on the road with a death row, I come back from California back to Arkansas on Christmas Eve. We had an ice storm, and the trees froze and cracked all the lines. So nobody had no lines. So...
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm telling you, it's going to be 2 days, but this shit happened in Houston all the time and in Texas all the time, and we are built and we made for this. The lines snap, they get blown over, like he said, they freeze, or they catch on fire, all kind of shit in your little area, just your area. You might be, it's people without life for a month every time stuff like this happens. Month, 2 weeks. Like for a long ass time. It even happened to us.
Mm-mm-mm.
They even cut the water off because it was so polluted. Because it was so much, you know, water overflowed. They turned our water off. Like, no,
well,
y'all can't use it.
Let me see. We got about 20 seconds, y'all. True West Radio. I'm going to see if this shit going to go overtime. But for all y'all listening online, man, good looking out. True West Radio. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Well, Sunday, have love, got something cracking. You know what I'm saying? If it cut us off, we off. If not, we going to stay on for a minute. True West Radio, we out. Okay. Well, I guess they're giving us some love.
Actually, by my timer, we got 50 seconds left. And,
my timer says
43 seconds.
Oh, well,
so make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the new Underground Seduction Show, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be here also Sunday afternoon, same time for the Gospel Inspiration Show, and back in the house on Mad Monday. So we're going to put it out, y'all, whether you decide to tune in, it's your gift. to you from us, and we're going to do what we do and keep it true on this side. Y'all have a good night. We out.